This is a podcast from Rover.
So, Showboss Teagues.
Hello.
This is a segment I wanted for ages. There has been hosts here at The Rock in the past that get these little brown envelopes and they would be prison mail. And I was like, what a segment. Snail mail from jail. I mean, got the time to write a few letters. It turns out there's an electronic service for this now, and you go into like a ballot to have some banter with a prisoner.
Mm-hmm. And so what do? They handwrite the letter from the prison side, then they scan it into digital form and then email it to you once they've seen if there's any form of encryption.
Yes. And if I include anything bad in my email, then they won't pass it on and vice versa, I believe.
So the last time we heard from Trent, who's not his real name, he was in a bit of a feeling out stage. You guys were just sort of letting each other know about each other and what you do, and you've told him that you work in radio on The Rock as well.
Mm-hmm.
And you've just literally in the last 5 minutes had another letter from him.
Yes, I have. It was written on the 20th of April, and it turns out it was actually sent to my account last week, but they obviously must have a delay in their emails because I don't obviously log in every day.
Mm.
And this is what it says. It's quite a long one.
Cool.
Hang on.
Oh, beautiful. Hi, Teagues. Thank you heaps for the reply. It makes my day getting an email. So now we know they must obviously read it on the computer and they don't print out what I write.
Cool.
TBH, I'm a member of the mongrel mob.
Wow.
And I have face tattoos also on my chest, legs, arms. However, in saying that, it does not define who I am now, and I would totally understand if you would no longer like to carry on this pen pal friendship. Trent, of course we're going to keep talking. It's so sweet.
I wonder why. I guess if you carry that assumption with you, that if you have decided to be a part of some organisation, that instantly that'll change the way that people think about you.
I'm obsessed with them.
Well, that's a bit creepy.
Boyfriend as well, just a reminder.
In the previous letter for context, I told him I just started going to the gym.
Yeah.
And this is the next paragraph. Hope the gym is going good for you. What type of workouts are you doing? Are you doing muscle building or cardio? I love training. It keeps me balanced. Besides, there's not much else to do in here. Pull-ups is where it's at, though. They make you strong. I'm doing them every day. My year is going pretty good. Yes, 4 years is a while, but oh well, I've got to pay for my sins somehow. It's also given me a lot of time to think and reflect on my past behaviours out there in the real world. I've completed all my programs and courses, minimum security, and basically it's onwards and upwards from here. Oh, and I'd also ask, because it was just before Easter, I hope that you guys get to do something special for Easter, and this is this paragraph on that. Oh yeah, we didn't get chocolate for Easter, but we did have an Easter sports day and we ended up playing for prizes and they were hot cross buns.
It's like the Hunger Games.
Hold on a second. I'm sure I got ripped off. That's not much of a prize. However, they tasted okay, I guess. Literally wrote, Okay, well, that's me for now. Hope you had a fun time camping. Oh, I went camping. I told him I went camping. I hope to hear from you soon, Trent.
I guess at this stage, if there's any criminal psychologist listening, a little bit of maybe advice for Tegan if she's giving away too much personal information about herself.
Well, I didn't tell him where I was going or anything. I just said I'm going camping with some friends for Easter and eating.
How much longer has he got to go? What's the lag left?
Great question. I'll have to ask in my response.
In the next edition from Snail Mail from Jail.
Mm.
Also, just a request from me. You know how I asked about your workouts?
Yeah.
Please don't start punishing him with F45 chat.
He's in jail already.
The last thing he needs is just another lifelong sentence on the ears.
I never talk about it at all, and you guys bring it up almost every day, and I don't understand what I've done to deserve this, but it needs to stop.
That's what you've said.
What? I said nothing. My goodness.
F45 for life. The Jay and Dunk Podcast.